Welcome back to Tarani Mechanachio Miuta Oyuman's initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz. Today we'll continue our study of Sefer Shoftim. We're up to Parak Kasayin. This is a very lengthy parak. It is also the end of the life of Shimshon, and it is also the downfall of Shimshon. The parak begins with telling us about Shimshon's visit to Gaza. Shimshon went to Gaza, and he saw there a prostitute, and he came to her. La'azasim lemer ba Shimshon. And the people in Gaza heard that Shimshon was in the city. Samson is in the city. And they laid an ambush all night at the city gates. And they were quiet all night, saying, "And when the dawn comes, we will kill him." But Shimshon, of course, who is very strong, there's nothing to worry about at this point in his life. Shimshon sleeps till midnight after he was with the prostitute, and he gets up at midnight and he grabs the city doors and he grabs the lintels, the mezuzos, the side posts. And he carries them with the briach, like the briach haticho, and the bar and the mishkan. He carries the doors and the mezuzos, the side posts, and the bars of the city. He puts them on his shoulder. So presumably this is telling us how great and how strong Shimshon was, that he could tear apart the doors and the gates of the bars and the mezuzah of the city. And he carries them on his shoulders. And he brings them to the top of the peak that is before Yericho. In other words, a demonstration. Why did I say Yericho? I have no idea. That doesn't say Yericho. He carries them to the top of the hill that is before the face of Hebron. In other words, let everyone come see how strong Shimshon is, that he was able to tear apart the entryway to the city of Gaza, and he brought the doors back as a victory. Now we come to the next story, the next narrative in the life of Shimshon, which is his tragic end. It was after some time passed, he fell in love with another woman. Her name is Delilah. The officers of Plishtim can't wait to take down this man who is causing so much trouble. So the governors of Plishtim come up and they say, you know, please entice him. Let's see, from where is his great strength? How can we overcome him? We want to imprison him. We want to torture him. And how much will we pay you, they say to Delilah, to help us destroy Shimshon? We will give you, every man will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. This is a vast and enormous sum of money. Each of them personally promised her this sum. Why? Why do they feel it's so worth it? Steindl's Kluv Nevi'im points out, Shimshon was able to attack any of their cities if he so chose. So they felt it was an investment to finally put an end to this man who was terrorizing the Plishtim throughout the land. So Delilah says to Shimon, you know, Hagidona libema kochecha gadol, ubama se asar la'anosecha. Can you please tell me, how is your strength so great? And by what can you be bound? So he tells her an untruth. He says three instances by which he can be bound, and the truth is in all of these three, he cannot be bound. First instance, if they bind me with 7 wet ropes, moist ropes that have not been dried, I will be weakened. So they bring 7 moist ropes, the governors of Plishtim. She binds him up, the Plishtim ambush him, and she says, Plishtim are coming upon you, Shimshon. He breaks through the ropes like it was nothing. Delilah says to Shimshon, what? Hine he saltobi. That's exactly what we have also by Mitzrayim. Moshe says to Paro, God says, until when will they continue to mock me? Or Egyptians. She says to Shimshon, you have mocked me. But to the bear like Kizavim, you have told me a lie. Tell me, what is your strength? So he says to her, if they bind me with new ropes, which no labor has been performed, I will be weakened. I will become like an ordinary man. She takes new ropes. She binds them. The Plishtim lay in ambush in the chamber where he is. And yet he broke through these ropes like it was nothing. And once again she says to him, Adhena he saltabi or he taltabi, but to the bear like Kizavim, again you mocked me, again you told me a lie. Tell me, by which can you be bound? And he says, okay, fine. I'll tell you, if you weave the 7 locks of my hair on my head with the strings of the loom. And so she did. And the Plishtim are upon you, Shimshon. And he wakes up from his sleep. He dislodged the peg of the loom. He took the entire loom from his place. his strength was not weakened. So three times she says, how can he be weakened? Three times he tells her, wet ropes, new ropes, the locks on my hair on the loom, nothing happens. And finally she says to him in Pasuk Tesva, Vayhi ki yitzikolo bedvareha kol yamim, v'tei altsu, v'tiktsar nafshu lamus. Oh, I'm sorry, Pasuk Tazayim. She keeps at him, and she keeps saying, tell me your strength, tell me your strength. Don't you really love me? What is your strength? How can we overcome you? Finally, he can't take it anymore. She pestered him daily. She pressured him. He's so irritated. V'tiktsar nafshu lamus. He wants to die already. He can't handle this anymore. Finally, he tells her, v'agedes kol libo. He tells her his whole heart. Vayomer la moralo ala avoshi kinezir alokim ani mibatin imi. So no, I've never taken a haircut. A razor has never crossed my head. From the time I was in my mother's womb, I am a nazir to God. Im gulachti vesarmi meni kochi. If my hair is shaven, my strength will leave me. V'chalisi v'yisi g'chola adam. I will not have strength anymore. I will be like any other man. V'teiri delila ki higila es kol libo. Delila now sees he is telling the truth. V'teishach v'teikra l'sarnei plishtim leimor. So she calls the officers, the governors of plishtim. She says, quickly, come up. He told me his whole heart. And the officers of plishtim come, and they bring the money in their hands. I want to quote from Rashi and Radak on Pasuk Girches. V'teiri delila ki higila. How does delila know now he is telling the truth? So Rashi says, nikaren divrei emes. You know, words of truth are recognized. She understood that this was not falsehood anymore. Something in how he spoke made her realize that this is truth. Furthermore, I want to quote Radak, ki gidlas kolibo. How does she know that Shimshon, when he says, if my hair is cut, my strength will leave me, is actually telling the truth? Mehechan yada, amruazal, he says, how did she know that he's telling the truth? Because the sage is saying, Nigmar Mesechasota, I'm quoting the Radak. Yadat ha'isa oso harisha'a ba'oso tzadik. She recognizes this wicked woman, this evil woman, and this righteous man. Shelo haya motzi shem shemayim levatla. She knew he would never say God's name in vain. And he says to her, Nazir Elokim ani. This is the first time that he mentions God's name. The first three times, the wet ropes, the dry ropes, my hair on the loom, he never mentioned shem Hashem. But this time, if you paid attention to what we say, he says to her in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Moralo ala aloshi kinazir elokim animi bet and imi. So the Gemara says in Masechta Sota, Tes Amud Beis, she knew this wicked woman that he was telling the truth is tzaddik because he would not just say Shem Shemayim for no reason. The cave and Shamar Nazir elokim ani yadashi gidas koli. But once he uttered the name of God, she knew he was telling her her whole heart. And we can explain that she recognized that he was telling the truth. He told her the reason that he has this great strength. And he said, if my hair will be cut, if a razor will go on my head, if I will be shaved, my whole strength will leave me. And he did not tell, the lo amar came b'shlosha pa'im ela v'chalisi. The first three times he says to her, if you do this with the ropes, the wet ropes, the dry ropes, my hair, he says, I will be weakened. But at this point, he says, not only I will be weakened, my strength will leave me. Klomar yachlosh kochi mechozek hayisarim. He was saying to the first three times, my strength will be weakened. Ach bapam azos amar v'sar mimeni kochi. But this time he said to her, my strength will leave me. So Rashi says, one, truth is recognized. When a person speaks the truth, it's well known. That's how she knew. Radak, quoting the Gemara, says, this time he said Shem Hashem. The first three times when he tricked her, he did not say Shem Hashem. He would not take Shem Hashem levatala. And furthermore, the first few times he just said, my strength will be weakened. But this time he actually said, my strength will leave me. And she recognized that he was telling the truth. So she calls the plishtim and she says, bring me the money because I know the secret. She puts Shimshon to sleep on her knees. When he falls asleep, she calls the man who had been set aside to shave his head. She began to afflict him. His strength left him. And she says, the plishtim are upon you, Shimshon. He wakes up from his sleep. I'm going to go like every other time to defeat them. But he did not know that God had left him. So what happened? Exactly like he said. Because the seven locks, the seven plates of his head had been shaven. The 7 braids of hair had been shaven. His strength totally left him. He goes out to confront the Plishtim. Vayachazu Plishtim. The Plishtim grab him. He has no strength left. Vayinakus Enov. They gouge out his eyes. They Yeridu Oso Azasa. They take him back to Azza. Remember, that's where the parak began, with the zone in Azza, when he breaks apart the doors and the mezuzos, the lintel, and the briach, the bar of Azza, and he takes it back to Hebron, the Shavan Ostrangis. They take him, they gouge out his eyes, they take him back to Azza. And they make him a grinder, a mill grinder in jail. His hair starts going back a little bit, which is a representative of Teshuva, say the Mefarshim. And the Plishtim throw a whole party. They're ecstatic. And the Sarnei Plishtim gather. They make a big yantif. And they offer sacrifices to their God. Ulesimcha. Everyone is rejoicing. Why? Thank God, they say, to their powers. Our God has given Shimshon, our enemy, into our hand. And all the people see Azza was a major Plishti city, and they praise their God. Ki Amru, they say, Nasan Eloheinu biyadeinu savenu, the Esmachriv artzenu, that God has given our God, meaning not Hashem, our Vodazara, our God has given into our hands our enemy, the one who has been destroying our land, Vaasher here ba'aschalenu, we're in Pasuk of Dad, and the one who multiplied our slain, here ba'aschalenu, he killed so many of us. And their heart was very content. And they said, call Shimshon. Let him entertain us. They call Shimshon from jail. And he entertains. They ask him to entertain. And he is standing where? Bein ha'amudim, between the pillars. So Steinzeltz Nevi'im points out the celebration, their victory over Shimshon, was held in a large building supported by pillars. Shimshon was placed in the center of the structure so everyone could see him. And Shimshon says to the lad who was holding his hand, remember, he's blind, leave me, he says. I will feel the pillars upon which the building rests, and I can lean on them, meaning I don't need to hold your hand. If you let me feel where the pillars are, then that's enough. Pasuk of Zayin tells us, v'abayis malea anashim, v'anashim, maybe it was like some sort of theater, some sort of a gathering place for those of us who have been to Caesarea. We know the Romans had gathering places. They had theaters and amphitheaters and hippodromes. They're in a large celebratory building because they're celebrating the defeat of Shimshon. V'abayis malea anashim, v'anashim, v'shama kol sarnei plishtim. V'al hagag kishloshes alafim ish v'isha aron b'schok Shimshon. The house was full of men and women and all the dignitaries of plishtim. And on the roof, there are like 3,000 of men and women. They all came to see, to rejoice, to see what the downfall of Shimshon. And in his death, Shimshon does one last act of courage, to take retribution upon the Plishtim. And even in his death, he brings down the Plishtim with him. Vayikra Shimshon al Hashem, he davens. Vayom, and he says, Hashem Elokim zechwenina. Remember me, please. V'chazkenina, strengthen me. Ach apam azeh, even this time. Elokim, God. V'inakima nekam achas, mishasei enai miplishtim. And let me take vengeance, one revenge, act of revenge for my two eyes. I want to tell you what Rashi says. We're on Pasuk of Ches. Rashi says, Zechwenina, zechar esrim shana, sheshafatati es Yisrael. Remember the 20 years that I was a shofet in Israel. V'lo amarti la'achad mehem ha'averli makel zemi makom makom. I never even requested anything from Israel. It reminds me of Moshe, who says, I didn't even take a shoe strap or a donkey from them. Shimshon says, I never asked Israel for one thing. I didn't even say, carry my staff from place to place in the merit of my leadership of 20 years. I ask you, please, to remember me, remember my leadership, and do this for me. Let me have nekama for one of my eyes. Rashi and Radak both explain. Ubedrash, I'm quoting the Radak, Rashi explains as well. Amar Rabbeinu she'olam tein li schar einai achas ba'olam haza, v'schar einai acheres tia shomeres li u'mesukenes l'asidavo. Shimshon said, Ribono she'olam, give me the reward of one eye in this world. Let me bring down the Plishtim. And give me the reward of the other eye, which is waiting for me and prepared for me, la'asid lavo, in the next world. He davens to Hashem for koach this one last time. And what happens? Pasuk of Tes. He wrapped his hand, he grabbed tightly the central pillars upon which the building rested. He brought them with his right hand and with his left hand. And he said, Pasuk Lamed, Vayomer Shimshon Tamos Nafshi Im Plishtim. my soul will die with the plishtim. Vayei bekoach. All of a sudden, he has tremendous strength again. He leaned forcefully. Vayipol abayis al asarnim v'al kol ha'amasher bo. The buildings collapse. Vayu amesim asher hemis b'moser rabim asher hemis b'chayav. And the death that he brought upon the plishtim were so great, even greater than the number of plishtim he killed during his life. Pasuk lamed aleph, last pasuk. Vayerdu echa v'chol beso v'yirisu aso v'yalu v'ikbu aso b'in tzera'a u'v'in eshta'ol v'kevim anoach aviv. The brothers of Shimshon come down and they carry up his body from Aza. They take him up and they bury him between Sarah and Eshta'al in the cave of Manoach, his father, who Shafat Asisra Asrim Shana. And he was a judge over Israel for 20 years. I want to tell you something interesting that the Radak says on Pasuk Lamed Aleph. What does it mean he was a judge of Israel? Yesh bo drash. Lama ne'mar shtei pam ki Shafat Asisra Asrim Shana. In Parak Tasvav, Pasukhov, yesterday's parak that we finished, it says he judged Israel for 20 years. And now it says he judged Israel for 20 years. Why does it repeat itself? The Radak says, Amar Rabbi Acha, Melame Shayu Plishtim Yireim Imenu Esrim Shana La'achar Moso. Radak is quoting Talmud Yerushalmi. The Plishtim were so afraid of Shimshon that just like they were afraid of him for 20 years in his life, that's why it says one time he ruled 20 years, they were afraid of him for 20 years even after his death. That's why it says another time he ruled over them 20 years. And Shimshon's life comes, I don't know if I should say a tragic end, a sad end, a triumphant, heroic, and courageous end. But I think that there's a big lesson to be learned from Shimshon. There's many lessons to be learned from Shimshon. And he truly sacrificed his good and his life to do as much as he could to save Klal Yisrael from the Plishtim. But I think there's an underlying theme here. And that is, you could say that the Plishtim and the women of Plishtim specifically represent the Yetzer Hara that we all face. On the one hand, we can all be courageous like Shimshon. On the one hand, we all have tremendous spiritual reserves like Shimshon. We don't have the physical strength of Shimshon, that's for sure. But every Jew has tremendous spiritual kochos. The ability to ezu gibor kovishus yitzro. We can all be the gibor, kovishus yitzro, per karyavis, per dal mishnah aleph. Could all be the mighty warrior who conquers his evil inclination. But we should never think we are immune to the plot, to the tentacles, to the wisdom of the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. No matter who you are, you can even be a Shimshon. And if we are not on guard from the Yetzer Hara, i.e. the women of Plishtim, even the greatest amongst us can have our downfall. Why do we see that? Because in Perek Yudalid, it is his wife from Timna who prevails upon him. And he reveals the riddle to her. She bothers him and she harps and she harps and she harps. Tell me the riddle. Tell me the riddle. Finally tells her the riddle. And here, and Perek Tazayin, it is Delilah with whom he falls in love, who drives him so crazy he can't take it anymore. Tell me how your strength will be sapped. And he finally tells her. And we can say that these women represent the Yetzer Hara that lies within each and every one of us. The Yetzer Hara who wants to stray us from the path of being a proper Eved Hashem. The Yetzer Hara who wants to convince us that there is a better way, not the way of God. And we all have to work very mightily to make sure we're always on guard from the Yetzer Hara, always aware, and always prepared to battle the Yetzer Hara. And we see that it is ultimately the Plishti women who bring the end to the life of Shimshon, but certainly he dies a hero. He brings down the whole house. He causes so many Plishtim death. He wreaks havoc upon the Plishtim and their control of the land. And ultimately, of course, he is remembered as a very mighty warrior and a wonderful, heroic, dedicated, exemplary shofet b'Yisrael. Thank you for studying together. Ilu neshama limoteno yikarot. Esther Oppenheimer l'Hashem and Sarah Shenker l'Hashem, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their family's Torah legacy to the next generations. Kol tov and thank you to all.